Now joined by Tadhg Hayes, Doon manager, after their narrow victory over Kildare Palace Kinnery. Tadhg, you were really put to the pin of your collar there by, I suppose, a bit of an unknown quantity in Kildare team you have in the face, but you passed that, I suppose, with some flying colours in the second half.
Yeah, look, it's a cliche, you know, but we knew we were going to get a test this weekend. Like that Kildare team, you know, they've been on the rise now for the last 5 or 6 years. And they're a credit to their club, like, you know, they really hurled really well and they put it up to us, like, and we had to make a few changes there to try and actually get a bit of a foothold in the match, because just before half time it looked like they were actually getting in control, you know. I suppose after half time we got a little bit of a foothold there, which got us a small bit of a lead, which we just about managed to hang on to, because they kept coming at us. They actually kept coming at us, and it was a bit of a humdinger. I don't know if it was a classic, but it was a tough match for us now, you know. And look, we're happy to get through it, and we're there for the next day anyway, you know.
Yeah, to make three subs at half time, you brought on, I suppose, great talents in the three players that came on, Adam English and Barry Murphy. I suppose the standouts, they got straight into the action. Adam English tapping over frees, they were winning a lot of ball. That 10-12 minutes after half time, I think that's where the game was won, because I think he scored maybe 1, 6 or 7 without reply. That goal from Dean Coleman, you know, I suppose the message from half time, you wanted to start strong and the players reacted.
Yeah, well, look, we just felt we hadn't done ourselves justice there in the first half. And, like, there's nothing worse than coming out of a game when you feel you haven't done yourselves justice. So I suppose we had to gamble. Like, one or two of the lads have been carrying injuries, you know, and I'm not sure they'd have lasted the hour. But I suppose we had to gamble there at half-time and get them on the field. And thankfully, it did make a difference, like, because when they went in, they steadied the ship a little bit there and got us a few scores on the board. And the goal then, I suppose the goal was the difference, really, because it just kept that kind of 3 points between us right through the game. Like, it was tit for tat there with points, and the goal seemed to be, you know, the crucial score, like.
Areas for improvement ahead of a semi-final. Obviously, don't know at the moment who you're going to be facing, but, no, you know, you'll have to lift it again, I'm sure.
Oh, we will, yeah. I mean, that look... Every day is different, you know. You'd say that performance won't win you a semi-final, but you don't know. A semi-final is another game. It could be a completely different game. It could be the same type of game. You just don't know. I suppose the one thing is we've got over this game, and we just have to look forward now and see, you know, who we get and plan for that, you know. And I suppose it's good that we got a couple more lads on the field, you know. Hopefully that'll stand to them the next day, and that, you know, we haven't aggravated any injuries, I suppose, you know.
Take 60 minutes from a county final. If you were offered it probably last January, you'd say, yeah, grand, put me there and see how we go.
Absolutely, like, that's the goal, is to get back there, you know. And and I suppose it's tricky, like, you know, how do you prepare now in a week? Like, I suppose you've done all your preparations. I suppose you just have to try and make sure that people can recover. I suppose we've got to look at how we played and where we maybe didn't do so well. I will say the lads, I'm very happy the way the lads fought. Like, they fought gallantly. It was, you know, that match swung every way, and, you know, they tried their damnedest there, even though things were going against them from time, you know. So we'll look at that. We'll assess who we get in the draw. But, like, we're under no illusions now. The next day, you know, you're going to be facing, you know, Napiershig or Kilmallock, obviously, and they've set the standard in Limerick. And I suppose most people would go away from this match and say that performance won't be good enough to beat either of those two, you know.